Would like first of all to welcome you all here today. We are launching today our flagship. We named it SOFA, that the State and Food Agriculture 2012. This year we choose investing in agriculture for a better future as our main focus. And I would like to brief you on what I believe are at least six of the main important messages that we would like to convey today to you. The first one is something well known, but I do believe that we need to highlight all time that we have opportunity to do it. That's investments. Investment in agriculture is a key issue to achieve food security and development. We are seeing today high-level prices, more than high-level prices, very volatile food prices, and this has been affecting, especially the poor and the poor countries all around the world. And one of the main reasons for that is that we have been neglecting investments in agriculture in the past decades. High level of food prices are, let's say, good signs for farmers to invest, but it's not only the high level price that are determinant on those investments. This saying, I would like to add that this need of investments qualify that we need good investments. For good investment, not all investments are needed. Good investment, I would like to highlight infrastructure, research, extension service, health, education, and other public goods that most of the time are not present in especially rural areas. Our publication this year shows very clear that countries where farmers and governments have invested in agriculture are seeing a more rapid progress to meet the Millennium Development Goals, especially those related to poverty and hunger. That's the first one. And that's, I believe, is the second strong message. Investing in agriculture helps to reduce poverty and hunger and allow the countries to meet the Millennium Development Goals. There's a third message, important. We still see that the levels of investments in agriculture are very low. You find in the document figures showing that the farmers are the most important source of investment in agriculture. As you know, poor countries, we have poor farmers, unfortunately. Poor countries, we have small-scale farmers, many times subsistence-level farmers. So as they are the main source of investments, they invest very little in agriculture and then creates vicious circles that become an inner circle about poverty and hunger in less developed countries. I would move for the four important messages that we would like to convey. It's about the public investments. More than ever, public research investments are needed for agriculture development. This is crucial. Infrastructure is special, and public goods are key issues for rural development, and we need to insist in that without rural development, we will not be able to eradicate hunger around the world. The fifth message that I would like to convey is that this addiction of the state and of food and agriculture argues that we need, as we say, a new strategy for investments in agriculture that recognize the importance of farmers' own investment. What we would like to put the farmers as the center of the effort to mobilize research for agriculture. And I would like also to remember that we are commemorating this year the year of cooperatives. Farmers and their association and their cooperatives are crucial in this effort to put farmers at center of the new strategy of investment in agriculture. The data compiled by SOFAR shows that farmers in low and middle countries invest about $150 per year in their farms only. This is very low level. That, despite that, globally, the amount is $170 billion a year, what makes the farmer the most important source of investment in agriculture. This is three times as much as all other sources of investments combined together, including public investments, foreign and private sector investment, and official development assistance. In other words, this just means that we have little investments, public investments, and also official development assistance. What farmers invest in agriculture is four times more than public sector, and especially in the poorest country. This is not enough to break this onerous cycle of poverty. I would like to move for our last message that I would like to highlight in this open remarks about large-scale investment. This has been something very, let's say, controversial issue, perhaps one of the most that we have in the moment. I would like to call your attention that we have here in the from pages 65 through the end of the chart, page 73, our figures about land grabbing and investments, and also our comments on the large-scale investment in agriculture. According to our figures, land acquisition, large-scale land acquisition, moves between 1% to 4% around the world. The database is very weakness for most of the countries. We don't have accurate figures to show. These are estimatives, but the numbers are around this. We have now globally a figure that says around up to 200 million hectares of land acquisitions in the period 2000 to 2011, the last 11 years. This, as I said, is a global figure, but not all of them are land grabbing. Not all of them are foreign investors. Not all of them are large-scale investments. They are all mixed together and very difficult to have accurate data information to provide specific issues. We report several cases that FAO has been studying on that, and we report also some business models that show that corporate investment in agriculture is not only land grabbing, not only land acquisition. I would also like to call your attention for the principles on investment, on responsible investment, that are listed on page 73. You have there the broad principles for responsible agricultural investment formulated by FAO, IFAD, UNCTAD, and World Bank. These four agents agreed to have these seven principles. First, respecting land and resource rights. Second, ensuring food security. Third, ensuring transparency, good governance. Fourth, consultation and participation. Fifth, responsible agri-enterprise, 6, social sustainability, and 7, environmental sustainability. Those are the principles that we agreed and we are proposing to take in consideration until we have the discussion of the responsible agriculture investment in the CFS. CFS agreed to move from after the voluntary guidelines approved, to a two-year discussion process, very inclusive and participative on the responsible agriculture investment. Until this discussion finish, a lot of investment will be released. So we are proposing that to follow these seven principles already agreed. We know that there are several criticisms on that, We know that the weakness point is that this is something that came from the four agents without any broad consultation. But we do believe that we need to have something to be followed in this moment that is crucial for improve investment in agriculture in a good way. So as I said, we are asking for more investments, but not all investments, not any investment, and highlighting the importance of good investments in some specific areas, and especially the importance of public investments for generate public goods in rural areas.